The President, James E. Carter, Toy President, Doll, audio recording.
We've restored the moral basis for our foreign policy. The very heart of our identity as a nation is our firm commitment to human rights. We desire to dominate no one. We are particularly dedicated to genuine self-determination and majority rule in those areas of the world where these goals have not yet been attained. We brought together parts of 11 different government agencies to create a new Department of Energy. And now it's time to take another major step by creating a separate Department of Education. I hereby solemnly declare on behalf of the United States that we will not use nuclear weapons except in self-defense. Politics and nuclear arsenals do not mix. We must not play politics with the security of the United States. We must not play politics with the survival of the human race. We must not play politics with salt, too. In Iran and in Saudi Arabia, we will discuss key economic relationships and press for a continuation of the dramatic progress that is being made in bringing peace to the Middle East. We have a special relationship with Israel. It's absolutely crucial that no one in our country or around the world ever doubt that our number one commitment in the Middle East is to protect the right of Israel to exist permanently, and to exist in peace. At this time in Iran, 50 Americans are still held captive, innocent victims of terrorism and anarchy. Also at this moment, massive Soviet troops are attempting to subjugate the fiercely independent and deeply religious people of Afghanistan. In response to the abhorrent act in Iran, our nation has never been aroused and unified so greatly in peacetime. Our position is clear. The United States will not yield to blackmail. The world is watching to see how we act on one of our most important and controversial items of business, approval of the Panama Canal Treaties. The treaties are to the clear advantage of ourselves, the Panamanians, and the other users of the canal. Those of us who govern can sometimes inspire, but we simply cannot be the managers of everything and everybody.
Ordinary people should be able to understand how our own government works and to get satisfactory answers to questions.
We've made a good start on turning the gobbledygook of federal regulations into plain English that people can understand.
Because the national interest is not always the sum of all our single or special interests.
I try to do the best I can and will continue to do the best I can to eliminate any discrimination or any injustice in this country. The tax system must be made fairer and simpler. In time of high employment and a strong economy, deficit spending should not be a feature of our budget.
There's no way that I or anyone else in the government can solve our energy problems if you are not willing to help. I know that we can meet this energy challenge if the burden is borne fairly among all our people. And if we realize that in order to solve our energy problems, we need not sacrifice the quality of our lives.
Too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consumption. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns. Every single American must stop wasting energy. I would like to say to the people who live around the Three Mile Island plant that if it does become necessary, your governor will ask you and others in this area to take appropriate action to ensure your safety.
America did not invent human rights. In a very real sense, it's the other way around. Human rights invented America.
In our democratic way of life, warrants the admiration and emulation by other people throughout the world.
We can see a world at peace. We can work for a world without war. We can build a global community dedicated to these purposes and to human dignity.
That's the end of the Jimmy Carter, Toy President Stahl audio track.